Oh, you're not talking about holly, are you?
No, the leaves turn red.
Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of different plants, trees that the leaves turn red.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever not heard, talking about maple, are you?
I was saying if sumac or shumac or
S-U-M-A-C-H-E. I've seen it, but I don't know what it is.
Do you ever hear of
it? We have any around here, I don't know about it.
And a kind of bush that or vine that would make your skin break out if you touch it. You know, some people are allergic to it, and if it brushes against your skin, then you get a rash.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Do you ever hear poison?
Poison ivy and poison oak.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what those look like or what the difference is?
No, there's a little bit of it down the street here.
Mm-hmm.
Friend showed to me one day, I think she said that some of them have three leaves on it, I believe, and some four.
Mm-hmm.
And they just grow, those leaves grow right together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one is three and one is four. I'm not sure about that.
No. Mm-hmm. And kinds of berries that we'll say a red berry that you might make shortcake out of.
Strawberries.
And berry that has a rough surface. Some of them are red and some of them are black.
Rough surface?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about red, blackberries?
Or another thing is?
Boysenberries.
Or red?
Raspberries.
Okay. And say if you were walking through the woods and saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone, you better not eat those, they might be.
The poison.
And do you have anything, I don't think it grows around here, but are you familiar with either the terms of mountain laurel or spoon laurel?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Those are very beautiful. Mountain laurel.
Uh-huh. Do they have any of it around here?
Mm-hmm.
What about something a little bigger than that? Do you ever hear laurel or rhododendron?
Yes.
What?
We don't have it around here. It's in the mountains.
Uh-huh. And say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask
my husband.
Okay. Any joking way she'd refer to him?
I don't know.
And he'd say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Okay. And a woman whose husband is dead is called
a widow.
Okay. And if her husband just left her, then she'd be a...
Oh. Well, a long time ago, I haven't heard that word in a long, long time, but I used to hear people say grass widow.
Okay.
If they were separated,
uh-huh.
You know. I don't know if anybody ever uses that anymore or not.
Uh-huh. Oh, your mother and father together are called your...
Parents.
And what did you call your parents? Or what do people call, say their father?
Well, they may say father, they may say dad, they may say daddy, they may say pa,
mm-hmm.
They may say Paul.
Mm-hmm. What do people use to say?
I don't know. I think most people say daddy.
Uh-huh. Is that what you said when you were small?
When I was very small, I used to say papa.
Okay.
But after I grew a little bit older, I started saying daddy.
Uh-huh.
From then on, we said daddy.
And what did you call your mother?
I called her mama, mm-hmm. Or mama stone.
And